This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud.
But
this is going to give people bad ideas.
This is going to give girls great ideas.
Right, yeah.
I've been pettied towards me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God. When I was in college with an ex. And welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends. Girls are after one night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and your life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome.
Hello.
And if you're a watcher,
yeah.
We never said that before. If you're a watcher, hello to YouTube. We have full episodes on YouTube. They come out on Thursdays at 12 p.m. So the day after the podcast comes out on all your audio platforms. And you can actually get more of us as well on our bonus episodes.
Yes.
They are on the audio platforms as well. Yeah. And they're Monday. So 3 days a week.
Oh.
If you really wanted to, you could tune in 3 days.
Yeah.
On this week's episode, we talk about the pettiest things we've ever done and our listeners have done after a breakup.
These were too funny.
From ringing the tax man on the neck, sending fake football try letters, deleting Spotify playlists, putting jellies on cars and heat waves.
Oh.
You name it. We've also had to give advice on a dilemma about a boyfriend having a wank bank.
Even the word wank bank.
I
don't know how I feel about it.
And for Prone a Friend, our followers give their advice to listeners' dilemma about being a single mom and wanting to get back on the dating scene. And should she mention straight away that she has a child? Should she wait? Mm. We got some really, really lovely answers to say today. So thank you so much and enjoy. How are you, girl?
Oh, good girl. How are you, girl?
Good girl.
Have sore legs today, girl.
Oh, yeah, you're in the gym.
Oh, what was I thinking?
What did you do? Did you go to the stupid
gym that I joined that I've been to once. Yeah, that I've literally been to once.
It's a lovely gym, but I just couldn't sign the form.
I just get weird vibes. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And it's only something to do with myself that I don't enjoy it. Like, it's nothing to do with like the people there or anything. It's just me being like, oh, God.
That's your first time being in a commercial gym.
Yeah, I've never been in a commercial gym. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a different setting.
Yeah, I don't know. But went to the gym on Saturday and thought, I'm the dog's bollocks here. I can just go back into like
what you were doing.
What I was doing.
Not stretched.
Not a stretch to my name. Straight into legs. Like, what was I thinking? I was definitely trying to be a show off, like 100%.
Where were you with Bae?
I brought Bae. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We went to the gym and he was like, I never do legs. And I was like, I'll show you. Don't worry.
Oh my God.
Are you mad? I couldn't walk.
And you're sitting on the toilet and all. Oh
my God. My mom actually has this new thing in the bathroom. It was like an old towel rack that she had from the house like years ago, I don't know. But it was brown. But our new bathroom now is all like black and white.
Yeah.
So she spray painted it black. I had to use it this morning to sit in the toilet. Like, I used like a crutch in front of me like to like lean onto it.
You feel suddenly 8 years of age.
But it didn't help the fact that, so we went to the gym on Saturday and then Sunday, he brought me out on like a 3 hour walk.
That stretches you out though. It's meant to be good.
Apparently, yeah, it stretches you out.
It didn't.
I was.
Worse.
Oh my God, I was in a heap. Monday then I had to drive to, well, I actually didn't drive. Cueva drove because I was like, I can't drive.
Can't
drive. My leg, just that gym pain. And if you know the gym pain.
Sometimes worse than, I'd say the reason you're worse after the walk was because you were going to be worse anyway that the next day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it makes you so bad.
Oh my God, my legs were in. They're still bad now, like. like all there, the gym pain.
So,
I kind
of. Not when it's that bad.
Yeah, yeah, but
when it's
bad.
Just a little bit, when you know you've done something and you're like.
Yeah, if it was a little bit, yeah. I could have probably went back and like, I don't know. But what was it? I literally just tripped myself in the deep end, squatting and all, thinking I was like, oh yeah, I'm so cool. Yeah, I'm so cool. I can do this. No, I needed an ambulance.
I hate squatting. I don't do it.
I like it.
I hate it.
I like knowing how heavy I can lift enough.
It's not good for me.
And then I got bored and just went on the Stairmaster for 5 minutes and I was dead.
I see people do it for an hour.
How are they doing? Can someone tell me how they do it?
I need to know.
How?
That's not possible.
I was on it for 5 minutes and I could not breathe. So I got off that and just went on the treadmill.
They must be superhuman strength because I just haven't got...
My lungs can't.
Yeah.
And my legs. And I'm just like, how are people on this for an hour?
Maybe they put on a low setting. Or they're really fit.
But then I was messing with the settings on it, like the speed of it. And I was like, I nearly felt that it going slower was worse.
Yeah,
because you're like, kind of waiting on it to go. Yeah,
it's kind of like you're stuck in the mud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like lifting the weight, your legs and all.
So heavy, like.
So I think I need to find like I need to go back to classes and all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not.
Like a semi-private.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring myself up there to know what to do and all.
You could.
I could. I either need to get
an online coach.
Yeah. I either need to do an online coach or go back to classes. Because leaving me to my own devices is not a good idea.
I like that too, though. I won't do that.
No.
I need to book myself into something.
Yeah.
And same with food. I'm sending my trainer food now because I was just being so wet bald.
I'm a nightmare. Like, I've cried twice over the last week or whatever.
And I cried too.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's because I just was on my period as well. I seen a TikTok and it was like about how there's kind of like a negative thing these days when anyone says they want, and actually my trainer was talking about it on Instagram as well, that like when people say I want to lose a bit of weight, that it's always people kind of attacking it and being like, you shouldn't need to change yourself, blah, blah, blah. Like if you have a goal,
yeah, you're allowed to,
you're
do
allowed
that,
to have a little goal for yourself, like I think that's not,
there's not
bad.
There's nothing wrong, like, body image wise by saying to yourself like, I want to lose a bit of weight.
Yeah.
You're not saying you want to get down to a size 6 that you were when you were 14 years old.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
That's not
no,
possible.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as we'd all
wish, yeah.
The metabolism was metabolism.
No, God. But, yeah. So that was my weekend. What did you do, love?
I went to Glastonlake.
How was it?
Really nice.
Was it nice?
Really, really nice. It's like, it feels like a ski lodge, but like, not skiing.
It's in Athlone.
Yeah, and it's like all wooden and like there's hot tubs.
Was the pool heated?
We didn't even get in the pool. We just got in the hot tubs. I know, sin. It's a sin.
Sin.
We just got in the hot tub.
Well, that, no, at least we that was easy.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. And they had a little glass of champagne like beside you on the
Gorge.
Hot tub. Then we went for dinner there in Bonnie's, it was called. And you can go on like little boats. There's boats in the lake. You can play golf. Obviously, I would not play golf. You can get married there.
Oh, lovely.
If you wish. I'd seen like a marriage ceremony.
I saw, yeah.
And then
practicing.
There was one more thing. Oh, the pool then, yeah. But gorgeous.
Yeah, room's
really
nice now.
Really, actually, they upgraded us to a family room, which was nice, but we got in the room, me and Eleanor, we can't stay here.
Why?
It's too big.
What?
It was too, no, it wasn't even the size of the room. There was too many beds. It was a bunk bed, a double bed, and a single bed.
Oh.
No.
You couldn't?
I couldn't.
Could you not?
I felt on edge. I felt like I was waiting for people to arrive. Yeah. And Dano, I lied on the bed.
For the party.
I didn't say it, and I walked in, and Dano was just standing there, and he was like, and he just wouldn't sit on the bed. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I can't stay here. I was like, oh, thank God, just have a feeling.
So, what did you do?
We just went downgraded to the other room.
Just back to the one that you had.
And I felt so bad. I was like, can we actually downgrade? Yeah.
So, what was your original room like?
So, original that was lovely.
Yeah.
Like, it's all owned by like Press Up, so it's the Dean and all that.
Oh,
so, it's
massive.
All the same kind of interior.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the little Smeg fridge and all. And it was gorgeous. Now, the room we had then was a double and a single. So okay. I'm still waiting on one person.
Still, yeah. I should have arrived down. Really, hi, guys.
Really
I'm
nice.
Here.
Yeah, literally. Really nice.
Yeah.
And just real cozy. And like, we just love were a little nana. We didn't even have, we had the one drink in the hot tub and then just didn't have any more.
I love that though.
Lying in bed, watched Honor, that new show.
What's that?
On Netflix. It's like a 2-part show.
Oh, it's only 2 parts. I need something new to watch on Netflix. I'm running out of stuff.
It's good. It's sad, but. Like,
I've rewatched The Office. I don't know how many times. I've rewatched The Undateables. I've rewatched. There's so many things now that mine is just all rewatched things. Yeah,
you should watch Like Mike, the film. Do you remember that?
Back in the day.
So good.
You like?
I watched it last night. Oh, good. The fella with the basketball shoes, no?
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, we were just crime. Crime.
You'll love Honor.
Will I?
Crime.
Oh, okay.
And it's a true story.
Oh.
But it's like made into a drum, like a... It's not, they're not telling the story. It's like a film.
Yeah.
But it's a true story, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's not someone sitting there telling the story.
They brought out Smile on Netflix, did you see that?
Well, no. I won't be watching that.
I watched it, didn't I?
That was horrendous. I went to see it in cinema.
So did I, but when I went to see it in the cinema, it was when me and the girls were in Liverpool and we were flying home that night late and we were like, how are we going to, like, hanging out of our arses, and we were like, how are we going to pass the time?
Yeah.
So we went to the cinema to see Smile, but I think I was just so hungover that I didn't find it scary. Like, I think we were all laughing at one stage in the cinema, like, watching it. It was just such a fucked up good movie.
No.
But I turned it on the other night. Didn't himself fall asleep and leave me watching it myself? Excuse me?
As the thing was on.
On my own.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was kind of like jumping on, but I love that.
I was in the square at the time, the cinema, and I was in the couch. And my head was actually faced like that in the couch. I hate it. I don't like being scared.
I love like a...
I hate that.
I love that.
My heart... Why would you want your heart to skip a beat?
I don't know.
It's not good.
I think it's a thing in our house. Cueva loves doing it to us.
Really?
Yeah, loves giving us... And you know when you get frightened?
I'd be like punching someone.
Yeah, and you get really annoyed.
Angry.
She does it to me if I'm like in my room straightening my hair or something. She'll like creep like outside and she'll be like... And I'll be like... You fucking bitch, don't fucking do that again. And all.
Like, you're the worst.
Yeah, you nearly feel embarrassed. Like, you're like, fuck, shit, I hate it.
Or remember when you're younger and you're playing hide and go seek and the adrenaline in you?
Oh.
And they're waiting to find you and you're sitting there.
Love.
That would kill me off. These
days. Oh, I love it.
No.
Love the adrenaline.
That Smile is a horrible, horrible film.
Yeah, no, it was a bit.
Oh my God.
Creepy, creepy.
So, and I hate when it's set in like normal, real life days that it feels like it could be real.
Yeah, that it could happen to anyone.
Last night, actually, I was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
I was in the film, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but then it was mixed with Matilda.
Who were you in it?
I don't know. Couldn't remember my lines. Anyway, whoever I was. I think it was because I was watching it, like Mike, and I was like, last night, I was like, how do they remember their lines? Like, that's mad. And then obviously I had the film.
You were dreaming about that?
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, surely they have to stop
that off. Like...
To read your script and like remember it and all, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but how?
Because then I feel like you'd have to remember other people. So say if me and you were in a movie, right? For me to know when I'm to talk next, I'd have to know what your line is, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So you'd need to just memorize this whole big script.
I wonder if you say one word wrong, does it still like get cut? Like, or say the different words?
I'd say some things you can kind of get away with. Yeah, yeah.
Or improvise.
Like. Yeah, definitely. I wish I could restart Game of Thrones. Did you ever watch it?
No.
Dun, 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 dun. Loved it.
I wouldn't get any... If I'm addicted to something, I'll just sit there. I won't get any work done. So I can't afford to sit there for 8 seasons.
I did... Yeah. Game of Thrones was very long now. There's something new. It's some dragon House thing.
Dragon.
Yeah. It's meant to be like that. I think I loved Game of Thrones. But I did that with Baby Reindeer. Me and Cueva watched it back to back one day for about 7 hours lying in bed.
Oh my God.
Great.
Did you watch Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders?
Yes.
I watched that back to back. I was addicted.
That was so good.
That was bad. But good or bad. Like,
good and bad. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus
addicted.
Jesus Christ.
Could never be me.
Honestly.
Are you mad? Thunder.
Like their legs. And there's them all having hip problems and all.
They can't have any visible tattoos or like...
Can they not?
No, that's, none of them have tattoos. That's one of the rules for them. No visible tattoos.
So where can you have one? Nowhere. It's visible.
Yeah, because their clothes are teeny tiny.
Yeah, they are. You literally have to have it in your arse crack.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I actually realised I didn't talk about Taylor Swift when we were talking last. The concert.
Do you know what just came into my head there? Have you seen that TikTok going around? I think it's some like, I'm not even going to pretend to know who he is, some English politician or something. He's like, boring, boring. That'd be me now.
Boring.
About Taylor Swift.
And I'll just be in my own little...
No, I'm only messing.
It was the best.
Fill us in.
2 nights in my life.
Yeah, fair play to him too.
I sobbed. My feet were so sore.
Yeah.
First night I wore cowboy boots, we were standing. And by the end of it, I was crippled. And then I had 2 days of longitude ahead of me.
Yeah.
And then...
You were mad then.
Taylor as well on Saturday. So... Friday night, we actually had a few drinks before Friday, so we were a little bit like tipsy kind of going. And Scream cried when she came out.
Did you?
Scream cried. I was like one of them crazy. I am a crazy.
Was she in like that floaty scarf looking thing?
Well, yeah, they come.
What is that?
they have them on the racks and then they put them down and she comes out of the floor.
Oh, wow.
But then once they pull it up, she's out. And it's like,
it's been a long time coming, girl.
Aww. It was just so, like, everyone was just so happy. Like,
3.5 hour show.
3.5 hours. Seeing, like, little girls with their dads and, like, people just being so happy together. It was just really wholesome. Aww. Best concert I've ever been to.
Is it?
Really, really good.
Like, did she have a break throughout?
There's, like, between each era, there's, like, a maximum 2 minute break between each. She gets changed. And she's getting changed, not sitting there. Like, she's getting changed. I don't know how she does it.
Some woman. And her hubby was there the second night, was he?
No, the third. I missed him the third night, yeah. So he was there the third night. And she only sings Karma is the Guy on the Chiefs when he's there.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I know, because he's on the Chiefs.
He didn't sing. She didn't sing at the two nights you were there then?
That just that line. So she changes the line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Explain.
So in the song, she goes, Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is my the breeze on the hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought.
I should know all the words to everything.
Sweet like honey, Karma is a cat. Chilling on my lap because it loves me. Texting like a goddamn acrobat. Me and Karma vibe like that. Wait, when did she say Karma is a god and Chiefs? Oh, Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the scene, I think it is. And then she says, Karma is the guy in the Chiefs coming straight home to me. Wait, is it Karma is the guy on the scene?
Karma, so she just slots it in whenever he's there?
Yeah, and swatch out that line. Oh. Man, I feel like a fake fan.
Fake fan.
Karma is the guy on the screen, not the scene.
Okay.
But she changed it to the Karma is the guy in the Chiefs coming straight home to me.
Aww.
He's there. No one was there. I think my night... The night Travis is there, Julie Roberts is there.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's so random. She's in Dublin.
Here. Yeah.
What?
Who else? Stevie Nicks was there.
Okay.
She's huge. Like, she sold out she's Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Singer. And then I got one of my dream surprise songs as well.
What the hell
Sweet
is
Nothing.
That?
So she does mashups now, so she kind of ends up doing like 4 surprise songs per show.
Why is it a surprise though?
Because she can't sing all her songs because she's too many. So then when she sits down to the acoustic guitar and the piano, she does 2 songs on each. It's kind of, she ends, sometimes it's one, sometimes it's a mashup.
Okay.
But we got 2 mashups, yeah. So good. But you're waiting, it's so nerve-wracking, like every time, like,
waiting to see what it is.
I'm going again in London.
I know, what the fuck?
With Penny.
3 times this year you would have seen Taylor.
I'm so, and it's her last, something big's gonna happen. It's her last day of the European leg.
She has to do something big.
And announce Reputation Taylor version.
What the hell does that mean?
So basically, she's had to re-record and re-release all of her own albums because she didn't own them anymore because Scooter Braun
robbed them, didn't he?
Bastard.
Fuck you, Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun.
Allegedly. Actually, don't sue us.
No, it's
in
true.
In case Scooter's listening.
It's true. Well, it's, yeah, allegedly. No, it's true. It's true. Yeah.
So she
has to re-record them. But then she re-released them and she adds in new songs.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. So she'll see the way she has like Love Story Taylor's version.
That's
so she re-recorded that.
Yeah, so that's when you have to listen to Spotify.
And does she change it a little bit? Like
some of them slightly, the music and stuff, and her voice sounds more mature now, obviously. Oh. But love her. You're mad.
Don't get it. I just don't.
My dream is to meet her. Like that'd be, I'd faint.
Like the girl. Don't like her songs. I think it's
you do like Fortnite.
Oh, I kind of half like Fortnite. I'd never, ever put it on Spotify. Never
put it on.
Like, if it randomly came on or whatever, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Post Malone.
I'm just not a Swifty.
I can't listen to anything else except Taylor Swift.
No, I'm Thames.
I like Chapel Roan. Oh, Thames.
I don't know her. Oh, yes, you do. Thames is the love of my absolute life. Mitchell went to see her the other night in... Yeah. Oh, just the way this... What you doing now, are you?
No.
Love me, JJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Thames. I just mean... So fresh, so clean. Love me in and out. She's just unbelievable.
Oh, my God, her voice is gorgeous.
Oh, she's unbelievable. So I just have her and Morgan Wallen on repeat. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, why are his tickets so expensive?
I'm so confused. Is it because he's American?
I don't know, but is the Tree Arena all seated for, or what's going on?
No, someone's standing 300 euro or something.
So seated, though.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I'm so confused. But do you know in America,
does anyone have standing tickets?
The reason that there was only Americans coming to Taylor Swift is because they couldn't get tickets. But also, Ticketmaster, apparently over there, is no cap. So, like, they can just price them whatever way they want.
What?
Yeah. So it would have cost them like thousands to go see Taylor Swift.
We were actually in the Black Forge the day before you went And there was, yeah, and there
Americans.
Was loads of Americans in there. And your man, there was somebody playing live music and he was singing Taylor Swift because they were all gone.
They requested
that's crazy.
So they come to Ireland.
It actually ends up cheaper to get a whole flight, to get a hotel and to get our cheaper tickets than go over there.
That's madness.
Yeah, there was something, there was all drama with it, but at the time I didn't really pay attention to it, but yeah.
So would they have to sign into like Irish Ticketmaster?
No, I don't think so. How's it? You just buy them on Ticketmaster. They'd have to make an account, like, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Crazy. Have you seen all the drama about Clinton Kane?
What the fuck is going on? Why is he still talk Australian? Why is
I can't do that.
Pal, you're not Australian. Stop randomly saying nar.
Did you see the video when he's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And yeah, that's like, the third, oh my God, it's so
he just randomly comes in and out of this Australian, non-Australian, American accent. Like, did you see where she was like, when Brooke was saying about like your and your mom doesn't even speak English and
she doesn't even
doesn't even and then he goes she does speak English oh so she does so she is alive what are you talking about
what? And then apparently the reason that he said the mom was dead is because it was a mother figure that died.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry, but how could you get that so wrong?
Who at that ripe age has a new mother figure in their life? I think that's weird, isn't it?
Oh, the whole thing is just fuck.
I don't know. For anybody who doesn't know,
yeah,
Brooke Schofield basically has a podcast with Tana Mojo cancelled. I don't know what Brooke did before that. She's an influencer, is she?
Yeah, she's an influencer.
Yeah. But she dated this fella called Clinton Kane. He's a singer, singer-songwriter. And he basically lied to her and said that he was Australian. Brilliant. So faked a whole Australian accent, their whole relationship, right? Whole relationship.
Bizarre.
Lied that his mother and his brother died within the same year. Apparently Chicken Tendies is about his mother and his brother.
It's Chicken Tendies.
A song that he has. I don't believe it now. I think just loads of shit happened and now it's just all like coming out.
It's crazy.
But Brooke did like a 13 part series. If you're looking for something to watch on TikTok, when you can just go into the playlist,
yeah.
Go on to Brooke Schofield's TikTok and just go on and watch it.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's basically inspired by Risa Tisa. Remember she done, have you seen her?
Who the fuck did I marry?
Who the fuck did I marry?
Yeah.
She done a 50 part series, plus, 50 plus part. Made a bomb off that as well.
Did she?
Yeah. They got all the creator funding all over there.
Wow.
So hers got millions of views. But anyway, then Brooke done it and then Clinton. I hadn't heard of Clinton Kane, did you?
No. But apparently they slagged away like that he sings and all. Like he does all this now.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. I think I seen Brooke talk about, did I? Or there's people who like stitch his songs and like, I think he kind of dances like he's JoJo Siwa, like, do you know, in the thing when she does all
Like,
yeah, he does all these, like, I'm actually giving myself the ick even doing
this
that.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, anyway, his response, he's basically debunking.
Bunny ears.
All of her, what she said.
But did you watch his?
In bits, yeah.
Did you? I didn't watch any of his.
So he'd be like,
I've seen bits.
She'd be like, oh, his, he lied about his mom and dad's, or sorry, his mom and brother dying. And then he was stitching up being like, she said we were together for 3 months, it was two. Or, for example, like, or she said 6 months, it was actually three. Like, all these, like, minor things that weren't even like, oh, like, he just made an arse himself, basically. He made it worse.
He put out a Rolling Stones fucking
interview.
A Rolling Stones statement about it, yeah, saying that, like, this is something that Brooke does, like, to, like, bump up her listens on Cancelled. And Brooke came back to it and was like, Cancelled in 1 week has more listens than Clinton Kane ever had. And
he debunked that. He was like showing the views against his streams.
Did he?
But like she didn't mean that literally. And he took it as literal fact and just glazed over the fact that he pretended his mom and brother.
I just don't get why he's still talking in the Australian accent. He's from Brunei. Well, someone from his school anyway came on and was like, I literally went to school with him. He's not from Australia.
Is in Brunei? Yeah, Brunei is. It's not far from Australia, but I just don't understand how we'd have. It's not Australia. Like,
I couldn't fake a whole accent the whole time.
No.
Imagine how draining
he
that
can't.
Is.
He was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. It's not even good fake. Like, if you're going to fake it. And you see where Brooke had the, she recorded an argument that they were having. And he was just fully talking American. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What? Like, so like, at least keep it going.
Oh.
And she said that he'd like, start crying if she done something, be like, it's reminding me of my mom and all.
Oh yeah, she said, "What would you do if I just fell down the stairs?" Like,
you're just alive and well.
Yeah, you just ask these stupid questions. Remember, like you asking Dano, "What would you do if I was warm?"
Yeah, and he
was
like, "Oh, warm." Yeah.
And he's like, "You just asked these ridiculous questions." She asked him, "What would you do if I just fell down the stairs or something?" And he like burst into tears and was like, "That is how my mom died."
The man was alive, like.
But apparently, he how she died changed all the time.
Oh, yeah. Changed. Yeah. That's not well. And I feel like as well, that's what a narcissist does, is like they'll ignore what you said about you just caught them lying and just make up something that you did.
Or yeah.
Like hone in on the tiny little, he was like talking about getting a taxi somewhere, how long they spent in a restaurant. He was like, it wasn't 2 hours, it was one.
Like
what?
Just trying to.
How is she going to, I can't.
Just trying to take away any bit of.
He thought he did something.
Yeah. You did nothing.
It was a fail.
No.
Would you ever do an expose?
No.
Do you think, I think Ireland's too small.
Not even because of Ireland. I just think like, oh.
No, I would do it if I.
I wouldn't. I'm just like, if I was younger, maybe, probably. But I'm like, I'm just too old now. I'm in a place now where I just want peace in my life.
Yeah.
I just really would never want to bring that sort of like drama into my life now. I'm just like.
True.
No, I can't be arsed.
I wish if I knew there was no. Retaliate.
Like anything in life. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, what? Like, and the fact I'm like away from relationships so many years now, I'm like, that look like what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, no.
Funny though.
Funny, but like, no.
Funny how?
I think I really.
We basically do it on the podcast anyway.
A little bit.
We basically have told her.
Yeah. I mentally now just want to wish everybody from my past. Peace and happiness.
Yeah.
Not the best, like Brooke Schofield said. She said, she was going to say, she was like, I wish him nothing but, and then she stopped herself. She was like, no, actually, fuck him. I don't wish him the best.
I wish him okay.
Yeah, I don't wish him the best. I just wish everybody peace.
Peace. And
Yeah. I couldn't, no.
I think I like,
but
even though people have done stuff to me, I'm like, oh, I still wouldn't want someone to feel
attack. Well, not attack. I don't know.
I wouldn't want someone to feel like, I don't know.
I couldn't sleep at night doing that.
Yeah.
No, I completely get the other side of it being like, hang on a minute. He did all that to me. I have every right to, like the way Brooke is doing.
You do that, yeah.
Your man did everything to her. She has every right to be able to do that. I completely get that. But I don't know. There's just something. Mm-hmm. I think Irish people are quite empathetic. Is that the word? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Something, I don't know. I couldn't sleep at myself ever, like, completely just bashing someone, and especially, I don't know, the way TikTok is going and whatnot, I'm just saying things that I'm like,
yeah,
I would never,
yeah,
I couldn't do that and go to bed at night.
And I think no matter how deserving people from my past might be, it's like,
no, yeah, are they worth that much time now? Do you know what I mean?
Not even that, but I'm like, imagine like they got really down about that, and like,
yeah, I don't know, you don't know the
too empathetic,
yeah, I don't know, it's something. I do get it, and
mine would go so viral.
I get it, and we're all invested in it, and like, yeah, it makes for great content and stuff. But there's just something in me that I'm like,
there's a person at the other end.
There is a person at the other end of it, and like, is the whole world? Should the whole world be involved and stuff like that? And like,
true, you have to have some level of it's your story.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know. I'm contradicting myself. I do completely get it.
I think there's a line of like.
I get it.
Of shittiness that if someone crosses, I'm like, fuck you.
You.
I'm here fucking
everything. Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? If there's that line, but I'm like, I think that line is like when Clinton's pretended his mom and brother was dead.
Yeah.
That's the kind of line that I would be like,
That's just weird. Like, yeah. That's not even like a bit of relationship drama that happened with you and your ex and you want to out him and blah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not even that. That's that.
Yeah.
Story is going like, he faked an accent. He faked people's deaths.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, weird lies and stuff. Like, that's a whole nother level of things. But I think, just coming on to like, bash a relationship. And, girly pops, I've seen you all tagging me in particular TikToks. It is not going to happen.
Gee, I was like, please.
People tagged me in yours. There was another girl that I saw as well. And I was just like, no. I never could.
Yeah.
Not that I never... I would never want to. Yeah. I don't know. Imagine me randomly just coming online now being like, part one of who the fuck did I date 3 or 4 years ago? What? Like,
Just, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, to know.
Yeah. I get it. I love yous, but.
Yeah.
No.
Imagine you were getting up the receipts and all.
Like no. That chapter closed many moons ago, and I wished everybody involved peace and happiness. Yeah. I don't know. But mad shit going on TikTok. I'm finding TikTok very toxic lately.
I agree. We only said that in the podcast last time.
Yeah, don't really like it.
I get really anxious. Like, I actually get a knot in my belly when I post, and then I see people, and I can't see the comment until I click in for the notification, but I see, like, user 747. And I just know it's going to be horrible.
Yeah. I'm finding it a really toxic place, and like it's just really.
People say unfiltered.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that they'd never say anywhere else. Instagram is fucking happy go lucky. Yeah. TikTok.
It's given me like old Twitter vibes, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That like people can literally say and do everything.
It's worse because it's like on Twitter, you put up a tweet and they can reply to your tweet. But like this is like, say it's a video of you, they can start commenting on you.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't really do that. It's personal. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm finding it a very. Don't post often on TikTok anyway. I just find it very hard to navigate or something. I don't know. I overthink everything that I post on it and all. I don't have like a creative side of me on TikTok at all. Like at all. But I find it very
nasty.
Yeah, a nasty place to be.
Yeah.
It's my old age, I think.
I feel like if I spend too much time on it, do you know what as well with TikTok? I thought this analogy myself, guys, the other day, and I wrote on my notes. I thought it was so good.
Go.
I need to make it. Was like I was like, I wasn't. I don't smoke weed, but like it was like, remember when people get like epiphanies when they're high?
Yeah,
I felt like that, but it wasn't in any way. I was fully sober. Like, anyway, I was thinking. I was like, your For You page is a bit like your brain. Like, so you're on your For You page. You're getting stuff up that you're interacting with the whole time. So if you interact with a cooking video, you get more cooking videos.
Love them.
So if you like more hateful videos, or you're liking bad things or like bitchy things, you're gonna get more of that.
If you interact with that's what you see, kind of.
So in your brain,
okay,
if you give your brain more good thoughts and surround yourself with good people and good things, your brain's gonna want more of it. But if you have bad thoughts or negative things,
and you're just like a nasty
with
person.
Negative people, it's gonna attract more.
Girl, you couldn't have said it better. That deserves a Boogaloo bus. Well done. I like that's so true though.
It is.
What you give out.
What you get, what you interact with. If you're telling your brain good things, it's gonna treat it with good things.
Mm.
Give your brain bad, it's gonna get bad. And same with TikTok. TikTok is it's you can spend a lot of time on there, but it can be not a good thing.
Yeah.
Or like I feel like you just see a lot of I don't know, too many people you see on TikTok.
It's just so, you can say whatever you want.
Do you ever get videos coming up and they have zero likes, zero comments, nothing?
Sometimes, yeah.
There was a girl and everyone has a kid around, turn this part down. I'm waiting, turn down, quick, get them roped. There was a girl, it was like a porn video.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a girl in a wardrobe, you couldn't really see, but she was clearly giving a BJ. In the wardrobe.
Stop.
It was only 1 second long. I was like, what?
I've seen it on TikTok, but it's been like two people having sex, but like the it's like as if there's like a sheer
mesh over it or something.
It's not
the same. That was the same one.
Yeah.
It was like, that wasn't clear enough.
It's not clear, but like you're not stupid, you know what
you
it
know.
Is.
Yeah.
But like, what?
I hit on that, like.
But I have found myself recently, instead of going to Google, I TikTok things. Yeah.
Best food places in.
Yeah. How to clean my Crocs, do you know what I mean?
The best.
There's little things that I'm like, I don't even Google anymore. I TikTok.
And I noticed that with other people as well, because I still get comments on videos from years ago of like, if I do it, there was like one where I got fat dissolver in my chin. Mm. I still get that because people are obviously looking up.
Looking.
Fat dissolver injections, like it's mad.
How our brains work.
TikTok is,
It's crazy.
It's kind of getting into my brain.
Yeah. I need to learn how to do like switch off time.
Same. I really, really want to do that. Also, by the way, we haven't forgotten about our solar dates. We just are putting them off for one
week. We've forgotten in the fact that we didn't do it.
Yeah. But we are doing it this week. We forgot that we actually done that episode.
Yeah.
This week's our solar date and we'll report back next week.
Okay.
Promise.
I have to mine. I did go to the gym. I said I was going to go to the gym.
True.
Yeah, but I had to bring Bae for moral support. Again. Yours was, I told you to go for lunch or dinner on your own.
And then I did do that.
But then I was like, I feel bad because you live with Dano. So I'm like, I'm just like, Dano, stay home. Yeah.
No, I went for...
To go for something to eat on your own? Brekkie?
I did. I can't remember. Probably.
Yeah.
Love a little...
Solo day.
Yeah.
So we'll report back next week.
Yes. But yeah, I need to learn to switch off time on my phone.
Yeah.
I think even before bed... Even though that's the only time I
really
can.
Well, do you do the D&D thing? Do you not disturb? So every night at 10 o'clock, my notifications will all stop. From 10...
How do you do that?
From 10 to half 7.
Maybe I should do that.
10 at night to half 7 in the morning, I get no notifications. None. I have to go looking for them if I want to, like... Yeah. It's that thing, look.
Do you know?
It's when you click on the alarm.
Focus?
Yeah, focus.
Okay.
Wait, where is it? Oh, yeah, the focus yoke. So I have mine in sleep.
Oh.
So you can just edit it to whatever way you want. But every single night, I have it on for the whole week. At 10 o'clock, it'll go into like sleep mode. My Instagram, actually, you can put your Instagram in quiet mode. 10 o'clock every night, my Instagram goes into quiet mode.
I need that.
No, it doesn't stop me from being on my phone.
I feel like notifications are like not good for your head either.
You have your notifications on Instagram though.
Yeah.
How?
They're only for people that I follow.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, not everyone, God.
I have mine all off.
All off?
All.
I like seeing stuff come in though, if I have a message or something.
No one ever texts me anyway, so it's great, like, do you know what I mean? No, I just have them off in general. I just have all notifications off for, like, everything, yeah.
I need to
I mute some WhatsApp groups and all, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, I think I need to do that because it's getting too much.
Deleting apps.
Summer has gone too quick. It's making me feel sick.
It really has, but we still have holidays to go.
True.
Maybe.
I'm living ahead of myself. I can't live in the moment.
I'm going away next week and I can't wait.
First vacation. I think you're
going
to get...
Guys, I'm going on a vacation.
What did the GF propose?
I don't know.
Probably. I'd say, surely.
No, it'll be his birthday when we're over there.
Okay.
And then we fly home the day before my birthday.
What'd you get?
I don't know yet. Oh. I need to text his sister.
Okay.
Yeah. I have some ideas. But yeah, I'm excited. A vacation.
You're definitely going to come back. I was going to say engaged, but in a relationship.
No, I don't know. I'm just so excited to be in the sun.
I know.
Going for dinners. And
I know. Do you have any, like, concerns about, like, going away with someone that you haven't been away with before? Like.
No. I don't know what it is with him. I really don't.
Just don't.
Like.
Because I feel like I'd always be like, oh, what?
Yeah, a bit iffy. No. Like, sometimes I look at the way the two of us are and I'm like, are we too comfortable with each other?
Really?
Not too comfortable, but like, it's grand. Like.
Lenny!
It's grand, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I even said to him the other day, I was like, I can't, like, I don't think I've ever been this comfortable so soon with someone. Quick. Yeah.
But he's also, didn't know.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've known him for years, like, but. Gas. Vacation. Me and Snickers are going on holidays.
Yeah. Woohoo! I'm always here afterwards.
I know.
I feel like he's going to, like, get rose petals for the bed or something. Be like, see my GF.
No, he won't. He's going to listen to this now. Be like, what are you talking about?
We can put it in if you take a video. do you think you will post him?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
You don't have a plan.
I really don't have a plan. I really don't have a preference. I don't know. Like, it's up to him. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like, there's the odd foot or the arm or like, do you know what I mean?
But do you think he'll ever do a selfie?
I don't know.
And if you did, would you tag?
I don't know.
I see people putting up someone and they have loads of follower requests and all the boyfriend does.
Yeah. Yeah, delete. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't even thought of
that far.
No.
I keep forgetting he's our only...
So funny.
Spring chicken.
I love it so much.
So cute.
I'm so happy.
We need to do
I'm so happy.
A meme of you being like, I'm forever alone, and then 2 weeks later...
No, literally. Girls, if I can tell you one thing, it's just how the world works. It can all just change like that for the better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we still have holidays. Summer.
Yeah.
It's coming.
True.
We don't know what to do about our holiday. Are we going to Japan?
What?
Remember we talked about going to Japan?
Oh, yeah. I was like, when?
He only said that to me.
Okay. We need to go. I'd love to go to Japan.
I must have told him because he was like, when are you and Shirley going to Japan? And I was like, I was like, well, see, what we do is we get these random bursts of being like, let's go somewhere. Yeah. And then we should never talk about it again.
We should.
Charlene, that would be like bucket list holiday.
Like a travel agent, they bring her around and stuff.
Yeah, I think you'd need to do something like that. We wouldn't have a notion.
And I'd love to go. Do you see your one, what's her name? She travels everywhere on TikTok.
Kyra.
Scored. Oh. She went and she had like sushi classes, matcha making classes. Like,
does she go on her own?
She went with the, that's who I saw the travel.
Oh, is it? Off. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like going somewhere like that, you'd need something like that. We wouldn't have
especially it. Especially for yourself.
We wouldn't have a clue.
Love Scow.
I really
is
think
it's Australia.
I have no idea.
It is. It's on the way. Tokyo.
Sorry, I asked, could you get to the Isle of Man from Galway the other day?
Oh, no. Isle of Man's England, is it?
Yeah, it's the island between England and Ireland, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, you get the boat from Galway, don't you? Go. No, you definitely don't.
I think you can stop in Japan.
To go to Australia?
Yeah, so maybe we do boat. Let me see.
Go back to Australia.
Japan, a map of the world.
Okay, where is that? That's Japan.
Japan's over there.
It's tiny.
I think it has a big population, though. And then you go down to Australia.
Okay.
So I'd say it's like 6 hours.
I really think we should do Japan. I think we'd love it. Yeah, there's no bins on the streets in Japan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, that's China. I don't know if Japan's probably the same.
No bins. You bring
they're
your...
They're so clean.
Yeah, you bring your own rubbish home. Like, yeah. If you buy it and you have it, like, it's yours, you bring it home, you
and
look
like,
after it.
I feel like they're so... Like, everything is so...
Pristine.
But organised. You ever see, like, even the way, like, sushi is made, like, all their little sets of everything. It's just perfect.
Everything.
Yeah.
We'd need 3 empty suitcases going
that's
over.
That's what she said. She was like, did I went out. She was like, people have to help me. I was like, well, I'll be fine. Like, and she had to buy another one. Getting stuff. She brought like sushi making kits. And like,
she had the vintage stuff.
Chopsticks. Yeah.
All the handbags. No. You'd be in your element.
I literally saved some of them that I needed from when I go.
Stunning. We should really look into it though.
We should. And so Jack's going to do his farm. What's he doing on the farm?
He's going to do his farm. Well, no, I think he's doing like hospitality work. So, in the way, that's a new thing you can do now. So it doesn't necessarily have to be farm work.
Yeah.
So he's doing like his hospitality work, but loving his little life. Oh, miss him. Yeah. I thought he was going to come home.
He loves being
loves it. I asked him to come home for Quiva's 30th. Like, I was going to pay for him and bring him home as a surprise. He's like, nah. Yeah. You're all right. I was like, all right. Yeah. It's a grand, bro. Never ask you again.
Do you think he might be surprising, though?
No.
Me and my after towns will.
Oh, do we?
No.
No, I can see us. If anything, I can probably see us going over to him.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd love to bring my mum and dad over to see him. They'd love to see him. My mum hasn't been in Australia in years.
So nice.
Yeah, it's the best holiday ever.
Oh my God.
I was only thinking about, I was talking
really
about someone the other day.
It set off the year so nice.
It really did.
Really did.
We just had such a lovely time.
Remember I saw Chris in the airport?
Yeah!
Mad.
That is so random.
So
Chris,
who we were friends over in Australia, I saw him. He lives in Australia. I saw him in Dublin Airport the other day when I was getting a flight.
How small is Ireland?
At the gate as well, because he was going on a different London flight. He was stopping it over in London to go straight to Australia. He said they were just refueling the plane.
There was what?
They were just staying on that one plane, but just refueling it to go straight from London to Australia.
Oh.
So you don't have to move. They stop somewhere, but they just refuel. You stay on the plane and then they go again.
Oh.
So you're on the plane for like 24 hours, basically.
I didn't think that flight coming home was ever going to end. The one coming home was hell. Oh. Going over wasn't too bad at all.
It was coming home because you're kind of sad to be home. And you were moving over.
Oh.
Imagine he had a move. She wouldn't never have stickers.
Imagine how, isn't it just weird? Imagine I did go.
Imagine you had been there right now. Like.
Well, I was talking about going in May, wasn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine I would have been there like a month and a half now.
Like, we wouldn't have done that episode where you would have been talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, talking about me moving and all.
No, yeah.
I think I was going through a midlifer.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That happens, so I have that every so often. Quarter life crisis.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, should I get a part-time job? Sometimes I like to stay out of the house for a day.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's a thing, yeah.
But then I was like, if I get one, I can't be like, oh, sorry, I can't come to work, so I have this on. Because then like stuff pops up.
Yeah, shit just
last
changes.
Last minute and all, I can't be doing that.
Why don't
anyone
you?
If anyone wants to hire me for a day, like... But it's flexi work. So, like, really if I can't flexi. Come in, yeah, I can just say.
What about, like, I was going to say a hobby, but that's the last thing you need now is extra stuff landed in on top of
you. I don't really need a job either, like, time-wise, but...
Can we go to a pottery class?
Yeah, I'd love that.
I'd really like
that. And calming.
Yeah.
I just think I'm very...
Well, pottery and Prosecco.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, fuck.
Or the mug painting.
Yeah.
With that pottery painting.
Something little holes.
Yeah. Meant to be really relaxing.
I think we need some farm life back in us for a while.
Yeah. I would love to be on a farm. And just relax.
Some like, yeah.
I need like 2 weeks where the world stops, like pauses, so I can just live, relax, and then come back.
Everything else pauses as well.
I can't relax knowing that no one else is relaxing.
Yeah, yeah. They all keep moving and you feel like left behind. Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Can't relax. But anyway, speaking of Brooke Schofield and Clinda Cain, I'm Madeline Argy, by the way. Did you watch her?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I still, the way she was talking, I was like, is this still part of PR? I couldn't make the output. Really? No, I think it's
yeah. Like, so is he with Ice Spice now? Like, are they in a relo?
No, I don't know. But I was like, when I first listened to her, I was like, maybe she's just, this is even more PR for it. And then I was like, by the end of it, I was like, there's no way. He just fucked her over.
But the things he's posting and all, it's like, ooh.
It's, yeah, crazy.
How?
Like, yeah. Boys will be...
Sorry,
the
madam.
Same the whole all the time, no matter who they're. Actually, apart from some lessons.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to talk about the pettiest thing that you've ever done after a breakup. So we did an episode a few weeks ago on how not to break up with someone. If you haven't heard it, you can go back to listen to that now. We kind of love talking about breakups and we know you love hearing about them too. It's the one universal thing that we all go through.
Yeah.
At some stage.
If you're lucky enough to never go through one, fair play.
Me? Yeah.
Imagine never.
Some people don't.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. No, I've never ever gone through a break in my life. Imagine.
God, I feel like I wouldn't be the same person.
If you never went through it, yeah. It
really makes you...
Like, if you never felt that pain, like, and when I mean pain, I mean that sore. Physical pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
It physically hurts you. If you never felt that...
How are you today, then?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
How is your life? Yeah, are you just absolutely walking around beaming the sunshine and like...
Yeah. But I do feel like it shapes you into a different person.
It does, definitely.
It makes you grow and
it can be good and bad.
Like,
yeah,
you don't like, and yeah,
it can kind of mold you into what you carry into future relationships too.
Too, yeah, and what you'll
put up with,
yeah. But we kind of love obviously talking about them. So here we are again. This week, we're going to talk about petty things people do after a breakup in a very light-hearted way.
Yes,
of course. We also got ones into the Instagram page. So our Instagram is homeourdrinkpod. We always get all our content there for like episodes that listeners have sent in. So if you want to chime in ever, you can follow us on there and type in the question boxes. But what would you say is the pettiest thing you've done after a breakup?
As I was thinking about this, I was like, I remember, did I do it with you in the bed? I remember recording Ariana, and this obviously must have only been recently because her song's not that old. I remember recording Ariana Grande's Thank You Next and putting on my story. But I think I was lying in the bed with you. I don't know why.
What do you mean you put on your story? You just had it on the TV?
Like I recorded the TV of the song like, thank you.
I vaguely remember it.
Where were we? I don't know what it was. Or like, I can't even remember the setup of where we were. But I remember...
Was it Manchester?
I don't know, but I remember...
Manchester would be perfect coming into my head.
I remember being in bed with you and recording it. I don't know. Yeah. But like that was the first thing that popped in my head. But other than that, I genuinely don't think there's anything. I think I'm just too fragile. Like after a breakup, I'm never in like the petty mood. I'm just absolutely distraught. Like
yeah, so true. Never.
Yeah.
What about like after a few months? Do you ever cut up any clothes or like throw like no. burn anything?
I've thrown stuff out myself. Yeah. Like, but yeah. But I wouldn't see that as petty because I wouldn't let them know that I did that. Do you know what I mean? I'd just find something and be like, oh, what the fuck? But I'd fuck it out.
I had a princess ring before. I'd done the Pandora one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he didn't know, like, but he does know. I threw it in the bin at McDonald's. I was like, I thought I really liked it. But I was like, taking it off like that, whipping it in. I think I bought myself a new ring that day.
Stuff.
From like, I don't know.
I've been involved in petty things with other people.
For example,
I was out with one of my friends. I think it was during COVID when we all had to like, eating tents outside. Do you remember that? Like marquees and all.
Yeah.
And I was out with one of my friends and we went out for dinner and I think I just had like a black hoodie and a black pair of leggings or whatever I had on me. I just had a really like casual outfit.
Yeah.
And we both got our meals and she was like, oh my God. I think, did she make it up or did I? I don't know. When she listens to this, she'll know anyway. But she basically took a picture of her food, my food, me, but under my like neck, right? I had no boobs at the time. And I remember I sat like this.
Like, you look like a...
Yeah. I put my arms out on the table like this or something. I don't know what I did, but I like stockied
Covering
myself.
The nails.
Up. Yeah. Stockied myself up on the table to act like a fella. And she posted it. And he texted her. Whoever's attention she wanted to get it off. Yeah. He texted her.
Oh my God.
Because I was texting her last night about this and she goes, oh my God, we were so toxic. He was like, I'm coming up and I shit myself.
He walked in and just
and it's just me sitting there like, well, so I've been a part of it. Yeah. Shit like that. But I don't think there's that really, like, to be petty.
Are we petty talking about people on the podcast? Is that petty of us? If we talk about an ex in general, because I've definitely fucking
slapped people. That's only speaking about your past. No, I think it's petty in the sense if you're like, can I actually look up the definition of petty?
Yeah.
Because are you being petty towards the person or are you being petty to let everybody else know? Do you know what I mean?
Petty towards the person.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the definition of petty? Okay.
I don't think petty is a bad thing, you know. I like being petty.
So.
Fuck you.
The definition of petty is a secondary or lesser importance, rank or scale, a minor. But definition of being petty.
Petty, yeah.
How do you spell petty? P-E-T-T-Y?
P-E-T-T-Y, yeah.
If you describe someone's behaviour as petty, you mean that they care too much about small, unimportant things and perhaps they are unnecessarily unkind.
No.
He was petty-minded and obsessed with detail. What?
I feel like that's
still that's wrong. To be petty means to be overly concerned with small or significant details. No, it's not. Being petty is like bitchy. Not bitchy, but like, ha! Like a smug, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe it's smug. Or like, maybe it is like small. Well, not they're not small, but like little things like that, like taking a picture and putting up pretend it's the boyfriend.
Okay, yeah.
So
it's not major things that you do. Like you're not going vandalizing his property. Like you're just doing little things that are like
little.
She just stuck out her tongue. Yeah,
stuck that out.
Just something like that.
I think I have a tongue tie.
Yeah, you were telling me that before.
Anyway. Like me putting the toothbrush on top of the
Shitty knickers. Yeah.
That was petty of me.
Yeah, to be like, brush your fecla.
Dead right. I just folded the shitty jocks.
Yeah.
And I put the toothbrush that he should be using, but didn't.
But never did.
On top.
Okay.
That's petty.
Oh, okay. It's just, is it like an undisclosed kind of sign that you're giving someone?
It's like.
Yeah,
I'm defining petty as a tongue out, sticking your tongue out.
Why am I just imagining somebody in a car, right? And being in the passenger window just like this. Yeah, just sticking out your tongue or like putting up the fuck finger or like, do you know what I mean?
Something, yeah, that kind of is that.
Yeah, something that you're just kind of like, it's nothing really, really bad.
Yeah.
You're just.
I'm trying to think of else.
I've just always been a distraught human being after a breakup that I never get to the petty stage or I never speak to them again. I'm like, can't be petty. Now, like, would a thirst trap count as being petty towards an ex? Like, say if you broke up with someone and you're like, do you know the way we all go through those phases and you're just like, I'm going to post
maybe not
this.
The picture itself, but like the caption or something.
Yeah, is
doing,
it?
Doing better.
Yeah. Minding mine. I've posted
happiness,
that.
Happiness. Look, yeah, I don't know. What does that mean?
Minding my own heart. Because you didn't mind it. Is it? I don't know.
I remember posting and being like, happiness looks good on me. But it has to be done, guys. It has to be done.
Yeah, is that petty to do that?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So funny.
It's something that makes you feel a bit good, I think.
I've been pettied towards me.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
In captions, and I know they're towards me because they've been sent to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you're just kind of like, oh.
Weird.
Like, there's nothing. I probably have been either unintentionally or it's hurt them more than I remember. Like, that I'm like, oh, here. Because I can't, there's nothing that springs to mind that I'm like,
yeah,
I remember doing that.
What about quotes? Is that petty?
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Yeah, I've done quotes.
The thank you next and all. I'm like, shut up, Ellie. Like, definitely posted quotes. I've definitely, like, been bawling my eyes out all day and then I get myself all done up and on and post a picture pretending I'm going out or something.
Oh, happy.
Yeah. I'm absolutely not. But like,
I don't think I've ever done the picture thing. I feel like I've been involved
in something petty.
Oh, me and my friend used to.
I have a petty thing you did. Well, I don't know if it's petty. It's more like.
Tell me, sir. What did I do?
It's more like. You confronted him. Is that petty? I don't know.
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah.
Is that petty?
Was kind of petty, yeah.
I love
it. It was petty of me because I had someone that was lying to me.
Yeah.
But I had to make him know that.
You knew he was lying.
Done, but I had to make him know that I knew he was lying.
Yeah.
So I went somewhere that he said he wouldn't be and made it known that I knew he was there.
Yeah.
That he, yeah.
Would that count as petty?
That's petty.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's real smug for me. But yeah. I needed him to know that.
Of course.
I wanted to bruise his ego.
Absolutely.
What else is petty? That was actually one of the pettiest things I've ever done.
I love that.
But I don't
so
regret
much.
It once.
No.
Best. I'm
right. Oh, I'll never forget you ringing me and telling me that.
No, the drama in our group chat.
Oh.
It was just from one. We were all just like.
Amazing.
And we all became detectives. Being a detective, is that petty?
I'm really bad at being a detective.
Like bad?
Yeah. Nikayla is really good. She's like an FBI agent. You could mention one name to Nikayla and she's like, oh, no, their date of birth, their primary school, where their mother is from, their maiden name. Yeah. Oh, we all say about, yeah, if you ever want to, like, I don't know what it is. Like, but it's like she just, it's like she gets told, she unintentionally gets told information, so she just banks a load of information.
Like,
yeah,
she knows a lot.
Or she just, yeah, she does. It's just something about her. I don't know what it is. You need to know something or who someone is or like, oh, who was that? Hold on,
she knows the whole family.
Yeah.
Like,
don't know.
Love that.
She's a bank of information, that woman.
If you want to know something.
Yeah.
What else?
I think being an FBI agent, though, is just something that girls have to do every now and again.
It is. Yeah, it just comes with the job.
Mm.
I'm trying to think what else. Oh my God. When I was in college, with an ex, and I remember I was seeing someone then, like a few months later, and I remember putting them on my wallpaper, and I would like put my phone on the desk.
Sure.
Hoping they would see. Oh. I don't know if you ever did, but I'd be like hoping they would see. That's petty.
Oh, I like that though.
That's petty as hell.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just, it's quite mean actually.
No. Weird, it's allowed.
No. Yeah, petty. But let's get into some of our listeners.
Yes, please.
Petty things. Maybe it will jog our memories
of
some more things.
Pettiness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a long one here. So this comes, longish. This comes in from our listeners. So it says, responding to the pettiest thing after a breakup. I rang the guards and told them that he had no motorbike license, insurance or tax, gave them his address and work address and the times he leaves at in the morning and evenings. He cheated on me and yes, I still took him back for another year after that. Well,
I love that though.
You learn, but that's
this is going to give people bad ideas.
This is going to give girls great ideas.
Great, yeah. Good or bad. Told him I hoped moving to Canada was worth losing me.
Ooh.
Play.
Yeah.
Play.
Is it like something that's like just a
dig.
Punch in the gut?
A dig, yeah, exactly. Put petrol in his car. Note, his car is diesel engine.
Ooh. Well, like, that's something that you could be like, it was an accident.
Yeah.
Like, easy mistake. Yeah. I slashed his tyres. I feel bad now. We are not condoning any criminal damage.
But, yeah. No, we're not.
But,
what did he do? Dipped their toothbrush in the toilet.
Oh. How are you about someone using your toothbrush?
I don't care.
I don't care either.
Shit.
Had this conversation with Queeve the other day.
Some people never care. I'm like,
yeah, Queeve was like, I could never. And I was like,
but you're cleaning your mouth with it.
She was like, yeah, but imagine like all food and all in the bristles. I was like, yeah, but
you
like
clean off their bristles.
You don't
just clean it. Yeah. You don't just do it and then put it. You clean it after.
She was like, no, couldn't. I was like, Queeve, what? No.
I could. I don't
give a fuck.
I'd rather have a clean gob.
Yeah. My sister lit her dog shit on fire and threw it at his door and he was stamping on it.
Isn't that what people do to get it out? And then that's why, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh.
Such a good one. Slept with someone on the same day. Slay. Honestly, that is, yeah.
Gave him back
sometimes,
my...
Yeah, sometimes it's like kissing someone or someone they know or like something that you hope gets back to them.
Okay,
yeah. It's only when the boyfriend breaks up with you, by the way, not like...
Gave him back my Pandora bracelet and told him to recreate the memories with his new girl.
I would not be giving back no bracelets. That is mine. And I will sell it on Depop. Posting aimed TikTok sounds. Lol, girls, we've all done it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm trying to think of one.
I have one in my head.
What is it?
I have one in my head. I remember he said to me, he was like you literally just post this or posted this, like knowing that I'd see it.
I'm trying to think of one.
It was some song or something. Like, why is that the first thing that we do? Like, it's to be like, oh,
let's like, make, yeah.
I kind of love it. Like,
I love it. I love when someone's in the breakup era and they're like posting sounds, posting loads of content. I want to see all your pictures. Like, show me the breakup process because,
yeah,
always, the girls are always glowing and then the men just look like shit. One of my friends put her ex's cum from used condoms into his protein shake.
Where did she get them? How could you do that?
Hashtag cum milkshake.
Ooh, not surely.
That reminds me of something off I'm a Celeb trial.
No, that can't be real, is it?
Oh, no. Got a job in his local pub, so you'd have to see me every weekend. I
that is
loved
brilliant.
That.
Hi.
That sounds like something I would do.
It's kind of giving baby reindeer as well. Kind of love it, though.
True, in the best way possible.
Kind of love it.
I smeared lube on his walls and poured it all over his mattress. That's right.
Got with a guy I told him not to worry about. We're still together 3 years strong.
I love that. I love that. Followed his cousin on Insta and slid into his DMs.
Followed his who?
Cousin on Insta slid into his DMs. Oh my God. Put his name and address down for the Jehovah's Witnesses to go visit.
Oh fuck.
Oh.
I called his mother to tell her why I dumped him and how he acted.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them now.
Yeah. And there's also people do put like their numbers on Gumtree.
Oh, Dundee.
On Dundee for tickets. Yeah. And people do be hocking their phone. Got with his friends.
Lol. Rang the guards to report him for driving under the influence after he left my house. Rang the tax man on him.
Oh my God. Girls, I love this. Good advice. Transferred his money to my bank so he couldn't pay a taxi to take a girl home after. Be up. I'll break up.
Oh, stop it.
God, I'm dead.
So she left him
broke. She left him
no money, no family. Oh,
16
God.
In Miami. Took his number plate I bought him. Didn't even tell him. Just rang the DVLA with details.
God. Told his mum he cheated on me. LOL.
Right.
It doesn't it always feel like it packs more of a punch when you tell his mom. It's literally like I'm gonna tell your mom
I'm
on you.
Telling your mother.
Yeah,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, and it really.
Yeah, because their families might not always know how their.
No, God, no.
How their spawn are acting. My sister's ex cheated on her, so when they broke up, she asked for her teeth back. She paid for his dentures and held her hand out for him to give them back.
Stop it.
Oh my God.
Can I have my teeth back?
Can I have my teeth back? Imagine trying to refund on them.
I don't. Have you ever asked for anything back?
No. No. What would I do with.
Yeah, I don't think I've asked for them anything back.
I should have, in hindsight, for pettiness. Love this denture story.
That's so.
But also, I think I'm too. I don't know. I think I'd be too, like. I wouldn't want him saying, oh, she asked me for this back.
Too proud. Like
The dentures is funny.
Dentures but is a funny one because
there was something.
Because like,
dentures.
Oh my God, come on.
Imagine, because yeah. He'd have to be like, friend, she asked me for my dentures
yeah.
back. Like,
that's funny.
Oh my God, I think this is the sister who texts in. I paid for him to replace his front teeth and asked for them back when I found out he cheated on me. Also, the mother of his first child. Not my proudest moment.
No, it's funny though.
The sisters too.
That is so funny.
That's so fucking funny.
I've been asked for things back.
Did you give them back?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I deserve.
Yeah, they can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They don't own it. It's if a gift is a gift.
A gift is a gift.
You can't take back a gift.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Block him on Spotify. Had sex with his best friend and he still doesn't know.
I texted his mom letting her know that she gave birth to a piece of shit.
Honestly.
Jesus.
Where?
Are you? Oh, wait.
Although some moms would be like, oh, sun shines out of his.
Yeah. Some of the girlies use our loving slashing tires. Slash three tires. If you slash four, insurance pays for them. There you go now.
Changed his own passwords on his Facebook and email.
Oh.
When did slander Tim at a Home I Drink live show for telling me I'd look better if I went to the gym? I remember her. She stood up.
Was that Vicar Street? Yeah. Oh, girl.
Love you. I'm glad you're away from that fucking
asshole
man. Oh my god. Oh my god, I remember a petty thing that my friend did.
What?
We were abroad at the time, this was years ago, and she'd met this guy and he was from where she lived, but they'd like kissed or whatever. And then he went home for a bit and like she really wanted him to text her and like he just wasn't replying or something like that. So we were looking up and I think we figured out how to change your location on Snap Maps. This was like 6 years ago, so like you could do it at the time where you could change location. So she put her location as there, as home where he was.
Where he lived.
So he could be like, why are you home? Yeah.
And did he text her?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah. But then nothing came of it.
Oh, fuck.
Because she wasn't actually home for a good long time. Like, that was pretty petty.
A lot of it is like internet stuff, isn't it? Like shit that we do on the internet, isn't it?
Cut all my hair off because he previously said he thought I'd be ugly with short hair. It was down to my one before I cut it. He was unfortunately right as it did not suit me.
Oh no, girl, it probably does. Sure. Stop that crack.
Her hair's
no.
Now anyway.
Left his phone charger of his new phone in my house, so I cut it in half with the scissors.
Yeah. I hope it was a fast charger, is that?
Oh, deleted his playlists on Spotify, so he had to make them all again. Oh, I'd be fuming. Oh no.
That is annoying. He was bald, so I filled loads of forms for hair transplant in Turkey. They kept calling him 24/7.
Imagine the man hadn't even looked up about a hair transplant and he's getting all these calls. I like that one. That's kind of funny.
I put a Google review in the gym he worked at about him as a partner and everyone saw. Sign him up for Naked Attraction.
That's a weird show. How's that show?
How are people going on that? I want to interview someone.
Who went on that? And say, how do you do?
Oh my god, this is my friend. She typed it. Put fizzy jellies all over his car, then squirted water on top during a heat wave so they melted on.
Oh.
How did you think of that? I was going to say her name.
How would you get that off?
Fuck knows.
If it like melted and like went all gooey and all.
Oh my god. I feel like she has more stories where this came from as well. Send an STD test to his work after I found out a real number of girls that he slept with before. 73.
I worked in the bank and knew he was going away, so when he landed, I froze all his cards.
Oh my gosh, surely that's illegal. GDPR.
Oh.
Got pregnant from his best friend and lived happily ever after while he had to watch from afar.
Oh.
That stings
for him. Yeah.
Sends a letter from Liverpool saying my ex had been scouted.
What's that?
For robot.
Oh, stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the heartbreak. Dead right, though. Honestly.
Text him after I found out he was on Tinder after 2 weeks and said, hope you find what you're looking for this time around on Tinder. Because we met on Tinder.
Let's end on that one. I love that one.
Yeah.
I would so do that. That's when you think you've done something, but you've actually done it.
Yeah.
I have actually did that thing. Hope he shit himself.
Oh, girls, these are too funny.
They're too good, honestly.
I love.
So, Seekers from the Stalls is where we get to give you a little bit of advice and help you with some life problems you have. So, conversations you have with the girls in the bathroom of a nightclub, where we are, where you spill your secrets, and we want to give you the real talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we took a break, we have fresh dilemmas, and if you sent one in before, you can send it again. If you've got a brand new dilemma, you send it to our email address. It is homeidrink@goloudnow.com, and this is the dilemma. Hey girls, I really need your advice. I've been with my boyfriend for the past 2 years. He's my first relationship and I do love him so much. But a few months ago, I couldn't help myself. I'm a nosy bitch, in brackets, and went through his phone. I found on his eyes only on Snapchat screenshots of different girls' Insta posts and videos of him having sex with another girl. It was from before we met, but I obviously stumbled onto the wank bank. There was even screenshots of girls' posts that he was texting before he met me. I approached him about it and he told me to think of it as porn, but when I explained I wouldn't see it that way, if it was the other way around, he understood, apologised and deleted everything. The worst part of it all was there was a clip from a video he stole off my phone of me and him having sex. He wanted to make the video. When we stayed in a hotel together, I said okay, as long as it stayed on only my phone, but he stole it. He said he had no ill intentions by stealing it, he just wanted to look at it too.
I can't seem to be able to get past it since I found it. I've lost a lot of trust. Saying all this, I'm still very much in love with him. He does treat me really well, but it's a sign he's either cheating on me already or will cheat. But is it a sign he will cheat on me already or is cheating in the will cheat in the future? Should I run or should I stay? Try to get past it and put it down to my man thinking with his dick. In brackets, shocker.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about stealing the sex video. That's a bit icky.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it? Ooh.
Steal it as well.
Must have airdropped it to himself or something. Oh, I don't like that.
No, me neither.
Like, is it a case of, do you stay and wait and see what happens? Or can you kind of already tell what's going to happen?
They're together 2 years. But then I'm like, I don't want to give the advice based on this, but like, what if every man has that and we just don't know? We haven't seen it.
They probably do. Shink, probably.
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
No, well, I'd rather... I will find it. And I will. Yeah. I think... I don't like the videos of... Like, boys see girls posts on Instagram. I'm sure they think they're lovely, whatever. But, like, the video of him having sex with someone else.
Yeah.
That I'd find really difficult.
Like, process.
Do not watch porn.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be with that person?
I think we talked about this before in an episode. Like, it nearly makes it... Like, the fact he has, like, screenshots of, like, girls on Instagram. Like, if it's girls from your area or, like... Like, it makes it... It puts it on a more personable level. Is that what it...
Yeah.
The word?
Yeah.
Like, whereas I think when we were talking about porn, we were like, it's there's a very unrealistic chance that he will ever meet a porn star.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's more like an actor in a film.
Yes,
like exactly. Having a celeb crush.
Yeah.
I still don't like porn, but like if they're going to watch it, like you've no control really over what they do.
Yeah, whereas if it's somebody...
That you know or that they knew. Or that,
yeah, or that they were with before, it takes it back down to like... I think if I saw that, I'd be like... Is he like fantasizing over the girl he was with before me?
Yeah,
then, like?
I think that's really hard to see. I find it very hard to be mature in that situation. Not that it's...
I'd lose the head.
Yeah, I wouldn't... I don't think it's a case of being mature. I think it's anyone would react like that.
Yeah.
It's not like... It's a horrible thing to
do. How would you ever find that and be like, oh, I understand.
Yeah, I think that would take very like...
Oh, very level-headed person to be able to do that.
Yeah, but not normal amount of level-headed. Like, that's not... There's nothing about maturity here. It's about common decency for the man to have. And, like...
Towards her, like...
Yeah, and I think even stealing the video. I think, like we always say, if you're finding it hard to trust someone again, if you can't feel the same with it, if you can't get past it, like, it's better for you to leave.
Mm.
Because it will keep coming back up in different ways and different kind of paths.
But something like, that's always going to be on your mind, you're always going to throw back at them... It's
yeah.
not worth
And I think it's wrong on a lot of levels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's giving me...
Like, does she stay
And it's her first relationship as well.
You think that that's all that there is?
The all and all, yeah.
Like, honestly. Do you stay and give yourself a time frame of how you feel? I remember you used to always say that.
Yeah.
Give yourself a time frame and see if you're still... If you don't think you can get over it.
I feel like her gut, I feel like I can feel it through the screen. Her gut is like telling her.
Yeah.
It's telling her that it's not good.
Now, I'm giving him a little bit of a benefit of the doubt here. The fact that she did approach him with it and be like, what the fuck is this? And he deleted it all. You know what? You can just get that back again, can you?
True.
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like he went off on one being like, why are you on my phone?
Yeah. Like being a narcissist.
That's the one, we'll give him that little...
Yeah, trying to throw it back at her while you look at my phone. He didn't do that. Like, he owned up to it kind of thing.
I think getting to the reason of why he had them in the first place, like, maybe... Like, should a man... That's another debate for another day, but, like, should a man have a wank bank if he has a
girlfriend
he can literally have sex with? And you know what
that's
I mean?
That's weird, isn't it?
And with other girl, I don't... I think if it was me... If I was literally looking... If this exact thing happened today with Dano... Don't think it could be him.
If you found a wank bank on his phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would take away a lot of like what I thought the relationship was. And like, maybe you're not the person that I thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of it. So I think if it was me, I would leave.
Leave.
Yeah. So then phone a friend is another part of our dilemma segment every week. So we basically get used to write in answers to one of our listeners who puts in a dilemma to us, and we get all the answers on our Instagram. So if you want to head over there and help people every week, it's Home We Drink Pod, and you can give your advice and your expertise, because sometimes we haven't been through every situation.
Yeah, there's things that we're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the dilemma is, hi girlies, I want to start off by saying I love the podcast. I look forward to it every Monday and Wednesday when it comes up, and everything is so relatable. Yous are smashing it. My dilemma is a different one than normal. I'm recently a new mom, and I am also a single mom. When the time is right, I would love to get back out there and get my confidence back, as it is low from my previous relationship, having a baby, etc. I would love to try the apps, but I just don't know how I would even start. Do I say I have a child straight away? Do I not mention it until I go on a date? I'm so new to all this, and I would love to hear other women's perspectives on this, or even better, women who have been in my situation. I'm in no hurry, but this is something that I just keep thinking about. Thank you, and keep doing what you're doing. You are amazing. Thank you.
I've actually always wondered this too. Oh, how
this
does that
is a
work?
Good one, because it's really something, yeah, neither of us can really chime in
and
on.
I've always thought that. I'm like, when do people, like,
how
say,
do you
have it in your bio? Like, do you say it
yeah.
on the first date? So the first one that we have in here, thanks so much for all the advice, by the way, that people have sent in. It says, I'm a single mom for over 3 years now. When I first started dating on the scene, dating apps, I used to never mention it until we were messaging or talking for a while. I'd completely avoid the topic, as when I was upfront about it, a lot of people wouldn't even message back or end our conversation. But now I either have it in my dating profile or tell people straight away. I've realised the right person will not care and will want to know my child and love them as if they were their own. Please remember that you're the strongest person and you're doing an amazing job as a mom. Always keep in mind, being a single parent can be so lonely at times, but you got this, and the right person will come along at the right time.
That's so lovely.
That is so nice.
That's so true. The right person won't, like, shy away from it. Like, do you know what I mean?
You're actually filtering out the wrong people that way. Do you know?
True.
That is so lovely.
I love that.
Thank you.
Next thing is, hiya, I'm a mum and personally found it easier not to mention it until the first date. As you can see, decide if you're actually interested in the person or not, as I usually know in the first date if you do or not. It saves you from going into all the detail about your situation, which can be quite difficult and overwhelming depending on the terms you finished on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not.
You could say all this over text, get out on a date with them and be like, I actually don't even like this person. Why'd I even tell them I had a child? Like,
true.
Why?
Yeah, true.
Okay.
But then is it more hurtful then if they're like, if they after that are like, oh no.
Yeah.
So I think it's just so personal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take your time, single mom here too. And it took me 2 years to put myself back out there. And I recently met another single dad, so it worked out. Take your time. Oh. Don't rush into it. You will know when you're ready. And the best thing to do is when you're talking to a lad is ask them if they have kids or how do they feel about kids. And just say then that you have one and see where it goes from there.
Okay.
Aww.
Someone said, I was the same as you. I went on Tinder and I was honest about my daughter from the start. And we're engaged now with our own baby. Always be honest if you think it will go somewhere.
Aww. Yeah, I think it's hard. We're not in a situation, but someone said, I think personally, I'd mention it right off the bat. If a child will scare someone off, they were never going to be the right person for you anyway. Ooh. Better to find someone sooner than later. Best of luck.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I always said it during the first few chats. Once the right... Oh, did you just read this one? No. I always said it during the first few chats. Once the right person comes along, you won't even feel like it's a burden. I've been through it all now and I'm in a happy relationship.
Aww. Always be upfront about being a mom. You're a package deal now and most people won't mind at all.
So cute. Aww.
On your app profile, put a photo of your child and together it will bring up the conversation.
True.
I would mention straight away, but in a casual way, get a man that wants you for every part of you. So cute. These are all the cutest people I've ever seen.
I'm a single mom and it's always best to be upfront and honest. Most men don't want children. Most men don't want children. Find it so hard to accept it, but you'll find the man who will love you and your child. I found my partner after 5 years. My daughter's five and he adores her. Get yourself out there, girly pup.
Oh, yes, tell him the baby is part of you. If they don't like it, they are not the one.
Someone just said, stick it in your bio.
I see.
Simple, easy, love it.
They are such nice responses.
Yeah, I think being like, honest is the best thing.
Yeah, and I think sometimes hearing from people who have been in
that situation,
is just like what you need.
Like you said, even you filter out the people who aren't going to be interested in that lifestyle, and that's completely fine too. Like, it's nothing on either half of if it's what you're interested in or what you're not. But it is, like you said, just a filter.
It's gonna mean that less men will waste your time,
yeah,
because at least they know from the get-go and they can kind of decide then. But I love that. That was really nice.
They messages. Were lovely.
They're really wholesome.
Love that.
Very supportive. If you want to be featured for Phone a Friend in the podcast, put that in the subject line of the email. If you want a bit of our advice, but mainly our listeners' advice, send it into homeidrink@goloudnow.com and put Phone a Friend in the subject line.
Mm-hmm.
So peak and bleak of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been talking for an hour and a half.
We've been talking for quite a while.
And we're going to pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is our bleak. That's happened within the last week. And it's only right that we get the negative out of the way before we start sharing the positive.
Yes. Bleak.
Bleak, I had... Oh, I was really sick actually after a long shoot. Not sick, I was just tired.
Yeah.
I reckon I had C words.
Yeah, it's going around.
I was. Rounds. But I wasn't sick any other way apart from being tired. And then someone texted me being like, that's a symptom of the new variant that like you can
You're just
be tired.
Knackered.
I was zonked. I couldn't like keep my eyes open. Like napping.
I know two people
napping
that have
every
it.
Day. Yes, yeah, so do I. Napping every day. I don't nap.
Like, you're not a napper.
Day, waking up being like, where the fuck am I? Like, then I got my periods cruelly on like the day I started to feel a little bit better. Got my period was the worst. I have my period. I need to get like hormone check because it's not normal how sad I am on my period.
Really?
I just feel really, it's not even sad, I just feel like empty.
Oh Jesus.
So no.
Like numb. Like,
no, yeah.
Yeah.
Just really
I feel like
sad.
That after a drink.
Kind of like that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Unless it's a really numb. Good night then I'm like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, yeah. I don't know.
That was my leak.
Aww.
Feel a bit better now, thank God.
Do you?
Yeah.
My bleak's just a pain in my legs.
Fair.
Bleak, bleak, going up and down bleak. The stairs, having to use a fucking towel rack to sit in the toilet. Like, Quiva was roaring, laughing at me yesterday, watching me walk down the stairs.
Like, using a walk.
Yeah. Like, my bleak is the pain in my legs. It's really not great.
That is fair. It's not good.
No.
And it makes, and when you get up now, watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you're sitting down for a while, you get stiff again.
Yeah, when we drove up to Newry, I was sitting in the car, obviously, for an hour and a half, and I got out, and I was like,
and you can't
I need a minute, yeah. So.
Lean on me as a crutch.
I will, my love.
My peak. Sorry, I had a little burp. my peak would be that I feel better today because my period's done.
Woo!
And I feel like I just have a bit more motivation. And I'll get my hair done this week.
You are?
I cannot fucking wait to be blonde again.
What can we expect now this
blonde,
time, Bird?
Blonde. I want to be like blonde.
Oh, you want to be like white blonde? Like
as white as I can get my blonde, yeah.
You're going over the root and all? Yeah. Remember you were letting that grow out? Like
yeah.
Yeah, no. No,
I want to be blonde.
Nah.
Icy. Not icy, but like creamy.
Love that.
Cream blonde. Yeah, that's a pee.
Yeah.
So happy. But my hair, like, when I feel like I'm nearly get, like, you know, when I come into the appointment, you know, that week, I just can't wait for it to be on.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I'm just like living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bleak, what?
Peak.
I already said my bleak. My peak is that we're doing something very exciting tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Can we say what it is? No, we're not allowed.
No.
No. We will say.
But we have we have an exciting day tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be wholesome and fun and cute and.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Very excited. And we get to have some people involved as well, don't we?
That'd be adorable. That's my little peak of the week. I'm also bringing my mum to the horse show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to expect, people, so I'll keep you updated next week.
Yeah, I think it might be good.
I don't really know what it... Yeah, but I don't know what it is, like...
They'd be selling horse food and all for you.
Is there horses there?
Oh, yeah, have to be. It's a horse show.
Can I touch a pony?
Can you pet a pony?
Oh, I hope I can.
Guys, thanks so much for listening.
That was us.
You can go back and listen now to our bonus episode from Monday. Hope you catch the juice. Make sure to listen to that and listen to the new one coming next Monday. We do them every Monday, so if you're not sick of us yet, you can listen to us there. We do more dilemmas, rant of the week. And don't forget to also watch on YouTube. So it comes out on Thursdays at 12, so the day after our main episodes come out. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll see you soon.
See you soon, Bird.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home I Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yeah.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. there's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for, like, these huge, dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.